Even though COVID-19 case numbers and deaths have plateaued in Ohio, they're still ticking up. But this week, zoos, museums, and amusement and water parks in Ohio could reopen under specific guidelines. And summertime is prime time for many of those venues. But the months of shutdowns and the limits on operations, plus safety concerns from customers, are all having a big impact on communities that rely on tourism dollars. The roller coasters at Cedar Point will be operating soon, but the park is opening a month and a half late, and it's operating on a limited basis due to mandated distance spacing and limits on attendance. The same is true with the indoor water park down the street, Kalahari, which opened last week. Last May, Kalahari brought in more than $660,000 in lodging tax alone. This year, that number was zero. And Kalahari generated nearly $2.5 million in sales tax last May, but none this May. Matt Old is a Republican County Commissioner in Erie County.
It's interesting that so many people, about 11 million, come here every year to go to Kalahari Resorts, Cedar Point, Castaway Bay, Great Wolf Lodge, the Sandusky Speedway, and Kelly's Island, Put-in Bay. I mean, we just have just a ton of things to do. We're really lucky.
Old says he's anticipating a 20% reduction in sales tax because of the shutdown.
We think, you know, this year it's probably going to be a total of around $5 million to just Erie County's general fund. That's not to talk to the whole economic impact throughout the whole region, which will be substantially larger.
So when restaurants and bars were opening up last month, yet event centers like Kalahari couldn't, they went to court, saying the state lacked legal authority to keep those venues closed. Kurt Hartman, one of the attorneys representing entertainment venues that sued the state, says closure of some of them has affected nearly all of them.
We're dealing with vendors. We're dealing with, you know, opportunities for, you know, sales to occur. And there's that, you know, the ripple effect that happens from there out. You have one event, but, you know, you're looking at hotels, you're looking at, you know, convenience stores, supply stores, stuff like that, and it all makes an impact on the communities. And you know, the Kalahari case up in Erie County, that was one of the major employers throughout the whole region.
The day after the lawsuit was filed, the state announced the dates and conditions for those venues to open, and a judge ruled that could happen immediately. But with deliberately lowered attendance and lingering concerns about coronavirus, Erie County's leaders worry that will mean gaping holes in the county and Sandusky city budgets that they will have to fill later. The same is true in Warren County in southwest Ohio, home to Kings Island, the other Ohio amusement park owned by Cedar Point's parent company, Cedar Fair. Even in areas where tourism isn't the major driver for the economy, like Columbus, local leaders still expect to take a hit. But Democratic Franklin County Commissioner John O'Grady says the cost of public health needs to be considered, too.
The city of Columbus has an open Berliner Park, which is a major revenue source for the city of Columbus. That being said, packing all of those families into a place like Berliner Park to have a big softball tournament maybe isn't the greatest idea right now.
O'Grady says Franklin County is also losing money from college and high school sports. The county has received some federal dollars and has a reserve, so it hasn't had to lay off employees. But he says events like the Memorial Tournament next month and Ohio State football games have been scaled back, which will have a financial impact. And last month, the Ohio State Fair, which brings in nearly 1 million visitors to Columbus for nearly 2 weeks every summer, announced it wouldn't go on. It's the first time the Ohio State Fair has been canceled since World War II. This week, interim Ohio Department of Health Director Lance Himes signed an order to allow county fairs to go on with limitations. But many fairs have already canceled for this year. Joe Ingles, State House News Bureau.